Beaver Creek will officially unveil its new solar power installation on July 22, marking a shift from diesel-powered electricity to renewable energy in the remote Yukon community. Led by Copper Nisu Limited Partnership, White River First Nations Development Corporation, the 1.9-megawatt solar system includes battery storage capable of displacing 350,000 liters of diesel annually and supplying 60% of the community's power needs. Copper Nisu Limited Partnership states on its website that the community has been diesel-free since April 14, 2025, though backup generators may be required to meet energy demands during the winter months. The site features a 4-megawatt-hour battery bank designed to store surplus electricity for use during overcast conditions or overnight. The partnership says it can power an average Yukon home for 4 months. The Saw Say Energy Project spans 7 hectares of ground-mounted solar panels, roughly the size of 10 soccer fields, arranged in 7 rows. A similar solar installation is under construction in Watson Lake, expected to come online in 2026. White River First Nation plans to supply electricity to ATCO Electric through the Yukon government's Independent Power Producer Program, which it says will contribute to economic development in the community of about 100 residents. Surplus energy generated by the Saw Say Energy Project and the Sade Solar Initiative in Watson Lake can be sold to ATCO Electric by the respective First Nation development corporations under the Territorial Power Producer Program. First Nations across Yukon continue to forge energy independence through renewable initiatives. Teslin and Carcross Tagish First Nations received $2.1 million in 2020 from the federal government to build and operate biomass facilities. Kluane First Nation was granted $345,900 that same year to develop a forest resource management plan on settlement lands, according to a federal 2020 news release. According to Copper Nisu Limited Partnership, the Saw Say Energy Project could cut 31,000 tons of emissions over 25 years. Meanwhile, the Sade Solar Initiative is expected to reduce annual diesel consumption by 1,020,300 liters and lower greenhouse gas emissions by 3,509 tons, ATCO Electric Yukon reports. The solar project has gained national attention, including a nomination for the 2025 ACECBC Engineering Excellence Awards. A documentary crew is also filming its development, according to the company's website. Additionally, Copper Nisu Limited Partnership reports that federally funded energy retrofits are expected to upgrade White River First Nation's entire capital housing stock. These improvements are projected to reduce heating fuel use by 10,000 liters and overall energy consumption by up to 12% annually. Contact Jake Howarth at jake.howarth@yukon-news.com.